Remember this, God does not make any mistake. You are here today listening to this great message because God wants you to listen to this. This message is designed purposely for you. This message will change your life for good. People, they have heard this and they practice what they heard and their lives are changed. Now it is your turn. You are the man in the mirror, and the change starts with you through his word.
He said, Dominic, in this life we have gates. I'm going somewhere. We have physical gates. Physical gates prevent someone who doesn't have the permission to come in, not to come in. We have seasonal gate. It has to be spring before what? Summer. Fall before what? Amen. Those are gates. If there's no fall, there shall not be winter. And we have also time gate. Are you with me? Time gate. Yesterday, 12:01 was the time gate to enter into 2017. I'm going a little deeper. If you don't get it, pray for understanding. Every gate leads to something. Say amen. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 100, when you start reading it, it's 5 verses. It gets to 4, 5. It tells you, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Yesterday, the Lord was telling me, and I didn't know this yesterday. I was just flowing with what the Lord was telling me. I was just doing it with no understanding. You know, it's very easy to follow. Unless you decide not to follow. God says, just say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And that's what we were saying. Thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you. 1 minute to 12, we say, thank you, God, thank you, God. 12, thank you, God. 12:01, thank you, God, thank you, God. And then we rejoiced, and then we praised him. And he referred me. You enter into his gate with thanksgiving, in his courts with praise. Yesterday, we here at this church, that's why it's good to be in a church where God speaks. If not, you will live in this life for 75 years, 90 years, and you will never fulfill your purpose. Because you are living amiss. So we entered into 2017. The gate was the 12:01 with thanksgiving. And after that, we got into the courts and we started praising the Lord with our reggae. You guys remember? I've never seen our Willie dance like that. Hallelujah. Now the Lord is telling me, that Dominic, that's what you guys did last night. And this day is the first day of the year 2017. He says to me this morning as I was praying for you that you will never see this day. And my God, I love first things. Are you with me? Are you with me? That's why we give first fruits. That's why every firstborn of every womb is dedicated unto the Lord. Are you guys getting me? So the Lord says, anyone that is not going to serve me in this day as holy as I am, that he has not given the year to me. Am I speaking to somebody today? You know, we don't have kids here, do we? Oh, we have kids. Okay. Then I will save that. Let me tell you something. With this knowledge, you have to apply it every new year. That means every new year is a new, that day, that very first day is holy unto him. If you treat it anyhow, you miss the whole year. Is somebody with me today? Today is a very important day for us because today is also the beginning of a new season for Praise Fellowship Church. Starting this year, we decided that we are changing our time from 9 to 11. We are going to start coming here 10 to 12. With that change that God gave us, it was a changing season, changing everything. We knew that we would lose some people. So I called those that I knew that I would be, you know, we'll be in a position to lose them. And I told them that this is what the Lord is leading us. Amen. So they need to pray. They need to make a decision. Max made a decision that he will stay with us. Let's put our hands together. That is huge. So when you see him, love him double. Love him double. I mean, there's love in the house, but give him double love. And then John. John also made a decision. Hallelujah. That he also wants to stay with us. I went home and I told my wife, I said, man, this guy has made my day. He doesn't even know it. Do you know you can make people's day and you don't even know it? I'm going somewhere, my brother. My sister, I'm going somewhere. I know I'm not that kind of your preacher. That's why it's good to do good. Because you'll be making people's days and you don't even know it. And because you made their day and they will say, this man or this woman has made my day. That is a prayer that is going up unto the Lord as a sweet offering. And God will look upon it. And the day that you need something, that day, God will also touch the heart of somebody to do good unto you. Are you with me? This young man made my day. Because for him, I was not expecting him to join. Amen. Because he just got married. The wife goes to that church. And for what I've seen in the previous years, they marry and they leave. Hallelujah. But this one was different. It's the doing of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm saying all these things to let you know that in life, you have to make decisions. If anyone is in this life and it's difficult for them to make decisions, life will be difficult for them. You have to make decisions and you need to stand by your decisions. Now, I want to move into what we are about to teach today. This is the very first Sunday of the year 2017. The Lord is putting in my heart that in the month of January, we need to be teaching about soul winning. That as believers, we are so comfortable And we don't venture out to win souls. But it's time for harvest. So my teaching today is, it's time for harvest. I want to connect with my friends on Periscope, Facebook. I want to welcome you to Praise Fellowship Church, where the teaching of God's word is practical and applicable to every life that is serious to change. It is my prayer that today's message will be a blessing to you and also will be an answer to a life question. Today, by the grace of God, I want to teach on the message title, It's Time for Harvest. It's a harvest time. I want you to understand that souls are the most important thing to God. It's one of the heartbeats of God. Soul winning. Winning souls into the kingdom of God. Because the whole agenda of heaven is to win souls back to the kingdom. Are you with me? The whole agenda of heaven is to win what? Souls into the kingdom of God. So first of all, I want us to believe this, that because it is the heartbeat of God, is also the agenda of heaven. Amen. It is what? The agenda of heaven. Let us go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 6. I want to show you something. God is good.
I exhort, therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made for all men.
Let's go to verse 2.
For kings and all that are in high place, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity.
Let's go to verse 3.
This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
Verse 4.
Who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth?
Verse 5.
For there is one God, one mediator, also between God and men, himself, man, Christ Jesus.
Verse 6.
Who gave himself a ransom for all, the testimony to be born in its own times.
Amen. Jesus came for this. The whole birth and the death of Christ is all about souls. People, let's get this thing. Because in 2017, you need to win some souls into the kingdom of God. Don't be comfortable with just coming here by yourself and your family and just sit and listen to the word of God and go back and come back next week. That is, you are already saved. Amen. Are you with me? The Bible says in the book of Matthew 9, verse 35 to 38, and I wanna just summarize it. Jesus was telling his disciples, he said, look, the harvest is too much, but the laborers are very few. Amen. Amen. Make sure you turn your phones off. The laborers are very what? Few. But you are a laborer. I am a laborer. And the reason why he's saying that actually is the laborers that are working are very few. Are you with me? So Someone will ask, why do we need to do that? Why do we need to win souls? One is because it's the agenda of heaven. Two is because it's the heartbeat of God. Three is because Jesus came just for that. So let me add a piece to it. Let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30. Soul winning is the key. The book of Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30.
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise.
Listen. Let's go. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Do you understand this? You are righteous. Are you feeling me? You are righteous, not because of what you have done, but it's because you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And for that matter, that has made you righteous. And it's saying that your fruit, are you with me? Your fruit is a tree of life. You know that every human soul is a tree of life. And he's saying, for you to bring in a tree of life is what? Winning souls. And is what? Wise. Am I making myself clear here? That means in the eyes of God, if you are a righteous person and you are not winning souls, then you are not doing a wise thing. Am I speaking your language here? It's just like you have 2 hours to spend $1 million. I'm going somewhere. Because when I talk about money, I will get the attention of Natasha. I'll get the attention of, you know what I mean? Ngazi. You know all those. I want to go there. So it's like you have $1 million, but you have only 2 hours to spend the $1 million. And you are working, nothing against like a store that is not very expensive. But let's say you are working in a store that they sell stuff for $2.02. You understand what I mean? And you have 2 hours and you have $1 million. If I am the one who gave you the money, I'll be sitting there and looking at you and say, man, what this guy is doing is not wise. I believe that you should be going to where they sell Porsche. Very good. That name I cannot mention. Hallelujah. You need to go to places where you can actually buy 3 things less than 2 hours and spend the $1 million. Am I making myself clear? Am I making myself clear? God has given you a time to live. And soul winning is the most expensive stuff. So if you have only 70 years and you are not winning any soul, you are not using the $1 million, just like I told you, the 2 hours. It's like you are walking in a place where a shirt is $9.99. And you have 2 hours to spend it. And you are walking. You say, okay, $9.99. How much? Okay, how much you have? Instead of going to a store, I can show you. Some of them are very... Oh my goodness, you can buy 1 shirt for $1,000. You can spend the money in less than 1 hour. Are you with me? That's why he's saying that, and he who wins souls is wise. He said that our time is limited. Are you with me? Do you know that soul is the most precious stuff that God sees on the face of the earth? It's not diamond. It's not gold. It's not platinum. It's not, you know, it's not nothing. It's souls. Because souls has no color. They have no color. Are you with me? So God wants you to spend your time wisely. First, start with your family. Whenever I get invited to go to a good place to eat, and I go there by myself, and my wife is not with me, the moment I eat that stuff, I take a bite and it tastes good, I say, oh, I wish my wife is here. Amen. I'm going somewhere. I wish what? My wife is here. There are some believers, they are in ministries that are powerful, but they have never invited anyone. Their lives are being enriched, but they won't invite anyone to come and also get their lives enriched. That is not good. God wants you to spend your time to be fruitful, and the best way to be fruitful before the eyes of God is to win souls. You want me to go deeper? Go deeper. Let us go to the book of Luke, chapter 15. We're going to start from verse 4 to 10, and we're going to end there today because there's so much to teach, but so little time. Souls, this year, you need to bring in some souls to the kingdom of God. Every seat by you got to be filled. And you got to know the one that is sitting by you, that you brought them to the kingdom. If you start to do that, that means you are doing something that is part of the agenda of God. The last time I checked, employers, they want their employees to be well so that they can come to work and produce, so that they can always get profit at the end of the year, right? Employers, human beings, employers. How much more God? When you start to go with the agenda of heaven by bringing in souls into the kingdom of God, God will take care of your health. God will take care of your finances. Are you with me? Please, Shanice, can you read for me?
What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?
I want you to stay there. He's asking this a question. You don't have to answer this today. You can think about it, pray about it. But this question must be answered. He said, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? What he's telling us is, souls are very important to the Lord. God doesn't want us to lose any soul. He wants every soul to make it. He doesn't want any soul to perish. But he is not here on earth. But he has ambassadors. He has us. He has the church. He has you. He has me. He's saying to you today, this very first day of this year, that you cannot be comfortable until you start winning souls. Are you with me today? There are people that need the anointing in this house. There are people that need the anointing in the house that you go to, the church that you go to, those that are connecting with me. There are some people that they need a word from God. There are some people that all what they need is a touch of God. There are people that they need healing in their body. And God is expecting you to go out there and to bring somebody in. Are you with me today? It's not okay to be in church for a whole 52 weeks. 8,760 hours. 365 days. 12 months. And you have not won a soul into the kingdom. It is like what I said. You are not doing well to tell you the gospel truth. 52 weeks. 8,760 hours. 12 months. You've won no soul. Let me tell you something. Soul winning is the most precious thing in heaven. When one soul is won, angels rejoice. Are you with me? You get a crown when you do that. People of God, 2017, we will not be normal. We will be abnormal. We will be crazy for the Lord. And when you begin to do God's agenda, He will take care of your agenda. Are you with me? There are people that need your invitation. But you know. You think God doesn't know? You know. Pastor Dom doesn't know, but God knows. They need your invitation. They are suffering inside. They need an extended hand to say, please come, come. There are some people that they need you to say, I will pray for you. Hallelujah. And God is expecting you this year to do it. Because I'm going to pray for you today. That you will have the spirit of boldness. To win souls. Because it is the right thing to do. You don't want to be having two hours and $1 million to spend in 2 hours. And you walking around in stores where shirt is $9.99. And car is $12,000. You need to go to a place where one car is $450,000. Oh, really? That means you can spend the stuff in one. There are certain souls that are like a million. And those souls are souls that are in darkness. They are agents of darkness. When you win that soul, their price is precious. There's one soul that you win. It's like you won million souls. Can you imagine the person who won the soul of Ora Roberts? I'm going somewhere today. Can you imagine? The person that won the soul of Ora Roberts. Can you imagine? One soul that person won. Ora Roberts have won millions of souls. We can name them. There's another one. Are you with me? You need to go out. You need to win souls. When you come to church, you have to have people sitting by you that you want. There should be no good church that speaks the truth that should have empty church. We are wasting the time because the time is running. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. God is expecting us to do this. Every one of us, we have a time that he will call us home. One of the things that he's going to look at is how many souls did you bring to the kingdom? People of God, this is not... 2017 is a serious year. Either you love me or you will hate me. But that's fine. Because this morning, Grace told me, I love you. Where is Grace? Okay. It's not Grace. Oh. One time I answered Grace, oh, I call Grace, oh, or something. Because I was thinking, it's my Grace. And I was like, hey, honey. She was like, I was so embarrassed. Grace, oh, forgive me. Still remember that day. So souls are the most precious stuff that you can give to God. Tithes are good. Offerings are good. But they are just good. It's not the most precious stuff. It just will get you to leave heaven on earth. But souls will make you leave as a... You know, they have different zip codes. In heaven, all of us are not going to be in one place. So. If you don't know, you will find out. And it will be too late. Those that are winning souls, they will be in a different place. Those that have set themselves apart that they will have no wife. They will do God's work. They will be in... Are you hearing me, people of God? Because you cannot have a wife and you have everything and be in the same place with them. No. It is true. You cannot come to church 52 weeks out of the year, bring no soul, and somebody comes to church 52 weeks and brings 10 souls or 50 souls, and you think you guys will be on the same level? That's not true. You will be in heaven, but in not the same place. You got to do your father's business. That's what Jesus was doing. He said, why is my mother and father looking for me? Don't they know that I should be doing my father's business? That man was in the synagogues, preaching the gospel, bringing souls into the kingdom, telling them the truth so that they would not be following any gods. Then we have 52 weeks. We go to work. We come home. We eat. We bathe. We watch TV. 52 weeks. Whole week. No souls. 52. Even our family, there are some people we need to evangelize to. Even them. And all what is between you and them is a phone call. Shanice, can you read for me?
And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
Amen. I close my case here. Shanice, can you please read it for me? Verse 7.
I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
You come here and you show love to the same repentant folks. Love you, week in and week out. Love you, man, good to see you. Do the shake and the hug. You know what I mean? Shake. You know, there's this special shake and this special hug, you know? But also, you know what I mean? You know that one? Come, let me show the people. You say you know, but I don't know. Come, let me show the people. You met the brothers, they do it quick. And if they think they have a little more than you, come, let me do it. If they think they have a little more than you, this is how they do it. They tap you double. Say, I can help you. Week in and week out. You come here, you see Emeka. Thomas, bring some souls here. They need the word. And heaven will rejoice. And God will look from heaven and look at you and say, look at my son, look at my daughter. She or he is doing my agenda on earth. That's what the Bible is saying, that thy will be done on earth. Case closed.
Thank you for listening to this great message. Also, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to God's Word. I want you to be part of this great movement, this movement that is led by the Spirit of the Lord, a movement that every message has your name on it. The will of God is being read each time the Bible is opened. And let me tell you, your name is on these messages. Today, I will encourage you, connect with Praise FC. That is PRAISEFC.org. And get the message. You will be amazed how your life will change. God bless you, and tell more of your friends to connect with us. These messages are life-changing messages. You will not be who you used to be, but you will be what the Lord has said you are. God bless you.